There are positive results from trials of a new COVID-19 vaccine. That's the third in as many weeks. Developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca, the vaccine is 70% effective. That's less than the 90% plus effectiveness of the other two vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna. But the vaccine is cheap to produce and can be stored in fridges rather than at sub-Antarctic temperatures. Let's talk with Philippa Roxby, the BBC's health correspondent. Kia ora, good morning. Thank you for being with us today. I guess this is interesting. And can you explain to us why it is that the 70% effectiveness can also rise to around 90%?
Yeah, sure. Hi. Yeah. This is the 70% is a total of the whole trial of nearly 24,000 volunteers. But they actually did two different things during this trial. They tested half a dose, firstly, on some people and then gave them a standard second dose. And in that group, they've actually found the vaccine to be up to 90% effective. But when they gave two full doses of the vaccine, it was slightly lower at 62%. So what the scientists are saying they want to do now is follow what happened in that 90% effective group, giving that half full first dose and then a standard second dose. It sounds quite strange that the half dose seemed to work better than the two first full doses, but that seems to be what happened. So now what they're going to do is investigate why that happened. They don't really know, but it's possible that the immune system rejected the vaccine initially and then worked better after the second dose. But if they can follow that pattern and experiment and test on more people, then it might be up to 90% effective, which would be on a par with those other vaccines you mentioned.
And what
which is very encouraging news.
Yeah, and what are some of the other advantages to the Oxford vaccine?
Yeah, it's cheap. It relies on a tried and tested technology, which Oxford scientists have been working on for a number of years. It's a very traditional form of technology for combating viruses. Pfizer and Moderna, the two other companies which have created a vaccine, are relying on a more experimental technology, which hasn't been tested before. So as a result, the Oxford vaccine is cheaper. It probably costs around £3. Sorry, I'm using British pounds in this case. £3 a dose. Compared to maybe five times that amount for the other vaccines. And it, as you say, it can be stored at quite cool temperatures, just in a normal standard fridge, which is available in many different countries, low-income countries as well as middle-income countries. The other vaccines are much more difficult to store and a result much more difficult to distribute. So that's a couple of advantages there. And large-scale manufacturing of the Oxford vaccine is already happening in numerous different countries. And one of the companies behind it, AstraZeneca, said they will do it on a not-for-profit basis for the developing world, which means that they will be able to roll out, well, they've committed to rolling out 3 billion doses of this vaccine next year.
Right. And what is the situation with older people or people who are at greater risk of becoming very ill with COVID-19? What does this vaccine give them?
This is showing promise in older age groups. In the phase 2 trial, which was the one that finished last week and we got the data for, it showed the same immune response in people in their 60s and 70s as in younger people. And that's very promising because sometimes we expect older people not to respond as well to vaccines. But in this case, they seem to respond extremely well. And that was found by the other vaccines as well. So it seems as if the issue of protecting older age groups isn't going to be an issue. And that's important because they're most at risk from illness from this virus. So it's very important to know that they are going to be well protected.
Thank you very much for the update and your time. That's Philippa Roxby there from the BBC. It